is Officer Emmett was driving Kevin away from the Jones family mansion in her squad car. She decided to ask him for a favor. She needed one of the herbal pills that he'd made so she could help a friend. When Kevin finally agreed, she picked up her phone and called her friend to say she was on the way. "All right, wait for me there," Officer Emmett said as she hung up the phone. She turned her head and said to Kevin, "My friend is having breakfast at the Whistler Hotel. We're almost there, so let's head over to meet him." After hearing Officer Emmett say that her friend was having breakfast at the Whistler, Kevin had an idea of who it was. "Anybody who has such an expensive breakfast has to be a snob," Kevin commented. Officer Emmett was surprised to hear this. Realizing that something was wrong, she said, "Kevin, my friend is just a little spoiled by his family, so sometimes he splurges. Please promise me you won't bicker with him, okay?" "All right, I'll go with you, but let's get one thing clear first. If this friend of yours isn't polite, I may not just hand over the pill," Kevin said calmly. When they arrived at the Whistler Hotel, they took the elevator up to a private room on the third floor. As he opened the door, Kevin noticed that there were five or six couples in the room. Based on the way they were dressed, Kevin was even more certain that they were just snobs who had nothing to do all day long. A well-dressed man walked up and stood next to Officer Emmett. It was Sherwin Blair. He took her by the hand and introduced her to everyone. "I'd like you to meet my fiancée, Kelly Emmett. I'm sorry," he paused for a moment, "Lieutenant Emmett, as you can see by her uniform." One of his table companions said, "Delighted to meet you. When are you getting married? We can't wait to attend your wedding." "Soon, soon, but let me tell you something else," he replied. "Today we have another surprise. Mrs. Blair just brought me a miraculous herbal pill," he said happily. "Sherwin, how many times have I told you we aren't married yet, so it's too soon for anyone to call me Mrs. Blair," Officer Emmett said with a hint of irritation in her voice. "My fiancée is just a little nervous. Please, don't be offended," Blair replied. Just then, one of them looked at Kevin and asked abruptly,
"Isn't this the guy who married into the Jones family? What's he doing here?"
There was an awkward pause, then Blair turned toward Kevin and sneered. "Are you lost? This is the Whistler Hotel, you know. They don't just let anyone come in here." "Then why can't I be here?" Kevin asked with a smirk. "Everyone knows that the Jones family is desperate to find people to buy shares in their company. They'll be bankrupt soon, and there's nothing they can do about it," Blair said in a snobby tone. Then he glanced at Kevin and added, "Can you even afford to eat here? You probably should have stayed at home." "Shut up, Sherwin," Officer Emmett said angrily. "Kevin was kind enough to bring you the herbal remedy I was telling you about." Everyone in the room was shocked when they heard that. They really didn't expect Blair's girlfriend to defend Kevin. What shocked them even more was that Kevin actually had an herbal supplement that could help Blair. It was a rare skill, and there were a lot of rich people who were desperate to have access to the latest breakthroughs. They really doubted that Kevin had the ability to help their friend. "Kelly, you can be so gullible. Kevin is obviously playing you for a fool," Blair said arrogantly. "Think about it. How could someone like him have any knowledge or skill to make an effective herbal remedy?" Before Officer Emmett could respond, Kevin spoke up. "Because Officer Emmett and I are friends, I was going to give you a good price, but now I've decided to increase it by 30%. "Kevin, what are you doing?" Officer Emmett asked him in shock. She knew how much Dominic had paid Kevin. An increase of 30% would be a fortune. Kevin shook his head and answered her. "I haven't done anything to these people, and they're treating me so rudely. What did you expect?" "So what? I'm not going to waste any more time talking to someone like you," Blair said contemptuously. "Listen carefully," he said with a sneer. "The only reason Kelly has made any progress is her training and her healthy diet. It has nothing to do with that stupid pill of yours. I'm warning you right now," he continued angrily. "If you do something like this again, you won't like what happens."
"Sherwin, why are you saying this? Kevin is my friend, and I'm the one who brought him here today," Officer Emmett asked him. She was getting very upset. Kelly, Kevin is obviously a liar. Don't be fooled. Your sudden improvement has nothing to do with him, he answered firmly. Kevin took a deep breath. He couldn't believe Officer Emmett had such a jerk for a boyfriend.
Okay, since her progress had nothing to do with me, then I guess I'll leave. Kevin turned around and started to head for the door.
Stop! Who said you could leave without asking for permission? Blair snapped at him.
Enough! Sherwin, you're hurting my feelings, Officer Emmett said angrily.
Just then, the door opened from the outside. 5 or 6 waiters came in carrying enormous trays. They were used to scenes like this and started serving the meal like nothing was wrong. Blair gave Officer Emmett a bewildered look. He didn't know why his girlfriend trusted Kevin so much, but he figured it wouldn't be worth it to have a fight with her over some useless loser. So Blair took a deep breath and said,
"All right, Kelly, he can eat with us today, but I'm only doing this as a favor to you."
Seeing Blair give in, Officer Emmett's expression softened up a little. Then she turned to Kevin and said apologetically,
"I know this didn't get off to a great start, but can you please stay for the meal? As a favor to me? I'll definitely make sure Sherwin apologizes to you later."
"All right, I'll stay." Kevin nodded slightly as he tossed the herbal pill to Officer Emmett.
"Thank you," she said gratefully.
Then Officer Emmett gestured for Kevin to take a seat. She turned to Blair and said,
"Just trust me, okay? Take this."
Blair didn't want to risk making her angry again, so he took the pill and swallowed it. Then he stood up with a glass of rosé in his hand and said,
"Kevin, at Kelly's request, you're our guest today."
Kevin thought this was pretty funny. He could eat at the Whistler Hotel any time that he wanted. Blair saw that this hadn't gotten much of a reaction from Kevin. He sneered and went on with his insulting toast. "The Jones family is on the verge of bankruptcy, so as a favor to Kelly, I can instruct our company to hire you on as a building custodian. Starting salary would be, let's say, $1,500 a month. How about it?" The whole room burst into laughter. One of the guests said,
"You're too generous, Mr. Blair. Just make sure he can do a good job cleaning the restrooms."
Officer Emmett was embarrassed. She suddenly felt guilty that she'd brought Kevin along. If she hadn't insisted, Kevin wouldn't be in this humiliating situation. "So, you're Sherwin Blair," Kevin said with a mocking smile. "Hardly anyone has heard of you. Do you really think you're a big shot?" The room got quiet all of a sudden. They all knew that Blair was hot-tempered and wouldn't put up with Kevin's insults. But Blair held his anger in so he wouldn't upset Officer Emmett. He shouted at Kevin, "So this is how you respond to my generous offer? You really are a lowlife."
"Look who's calling me a lowlife. You should take a good look in the mirror," Kevin replied spitefully.
Blair threw his wine glass on the floor. Shards of glass went everywhere. Just as he was about to make a move toward Kevin, the door was flung open and Drake hurried into the room, followed by a few of his bodyguards.
"What's going on here? Who's causing trouble?" Drake growled as he looked around the room.
Kevin was sitting with his back facing the door, so Drake didn't recognize him yet. One of the people whispered to the others,
"This is Drake. He's the head of security here."
They all knew the place he had in Chicago's underworld. Suddenly, Blair had an idea. He straightened out his tie and walked towards Drake with a smile on his face.
"Hello, sir. I wonder if you still remember me," Blair said warmly. "My father and I brought some gifts to Mitchell Cook's birthday party."
When his breakfast companions heard that he knew someone like Drake, they were very impressed.
"Who are you?" Drake replied brusquely. "Did you throw the glass? I don't like troublemakers."
Blair's face froze. He immediately pointed at Kevin and explained excitedly,
"Sir, I'm Sherwin Blair. Perhaps you've heard of me. I'm not the one causing trouble today. He's the one who broke the wine glass. He was also very rude to my girlfriend. Please, show him the exit for me," Blair said pretentiously.
However, Drake didn't seem to hear what he was saying. He was frowning and staring at Kevin's back. Kevin took a sip of his coffee and said, "Drake, are you really sure you want to do that?"
"Be careful how you talk to this man," Blair scolded him.
They were all very upset by Kevin's attitude and were afraid that Drake would take it out on them all. Just then, Drake reached out and took Blair forcibly by the elbow. "What's the meaning of this?" the man asked. He had no idea why Drake was doing this.
"Stay right here," Drake growled at him.
After saying this, he slowly walked over and stood in front of Kevin. As everyone watched in amazement, Drake offered his hand and apologized.
"I'm so sorry, Mr. Williams. This is all my fault. I didn't recognize you right away, sir," Drake said nervously.
"You could have heard a pin drop,"